in D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. My name is Kevin Wall, and you are listening to AM 670 KMZQ. Good to have you with us on this Thursday, inching ever closer to the weekend. I can't wait for the weekend. I'm so excited about it. Well, we found out today the long arm of Chief Justice John Roberts reared its ugly head again. This time, a ruling by the Supreme Court on DACA. How bad was it? And why do we keep being disappointed by John Roberts? Let's talk about it with Liz Harrington, Republican National Committee National Spokesperson. And Liz, always good to have you with us. Thanks so much. Let me just ask you, give me your interpretation of what the Supremes did today.
Well, it's interesting. Because apparently they're still not actually ruling on the merits. They're not doing the job of actually interpreting the law, right? And what happened, and so many years ago now, with what Barack Obama did was rewrite immigration law from the Oval Office. Of course that's unconstitutional, because Congress, when they had a supermajority at the time in the United States Senate, they decided not to go forth with the DREAM Act. They decided that it wasn't going to withstand muster with the American people to give amnesty to illegal immigrants that came here, you know, when they were young. So this issue, it's now been so much time, and yet the Supreme Court is still not willing to say that that was unconstitutional. Instead, they're saying what Barack Obama was able to do unilaterally in the Oval Office, actually changing the laws. Now he's saying President Trump doesn't have the right, the way the Department of Health and or Department of Homeland Security rescinded that order. So it really is, it's really kind of a punt on the actual issues at hand, but it's certainly not upholding the Constitution, which clearly, the White House under Barack Obama and Joe Biden didn't have the constitutional authority to grant amnesty unilaterally through the executive branch. It's Congress's job. And it's so unbelievable now, all, after all this time, they're all going to do their job. The whole Trump has been willing to negotiate on immigration. Now he's trying to negotiate on reform with law enforcement, and where are they? They're not Democrats. They're not stepping to the table, and it's just a shame, because you're going to continue to have court pulling on these decisions. Really, it's Congress's job to get these deals and to legislate, but they don't do that.
Liz, let me ask you: so what happens to DACA? DACA stays in place?
Yeah, I guess right now we can try again to rescind it. Again, it still doesn't really, it still kind of puts it in limbo. It's still not a final decision. They just said not on the merits of the legality of it, but the process of what the Department of Homeland Security under then Kirstjen Nielsen, what they proposed. They're saying that wasn't the correct way to do it. So it's all very technical, but again, it gets back to the heart of these issues. You know, we elected Donald Trump because he's a deal maker and he wanted to secure the border, build the wall. He's doing that, but unfortunately he's gotten nothing from Democrats. They won't even look at the plan that he proposed last summer. They didn't even look at it when it was a plan to modernize our immigration system, put it to the 21st century, when our legal immigration system hasn't been updated since the 1960s. But Democrats in Congress are not interested in doing their job. They're only interested in making it a wedge issue, making it a political issue that they can use against their opponents just to get power. That's what it's all about. They're not actually interested in solutions. So the Trump administration is going to continue to work on behalf of the American people. We're going to continue building the wall. We're going to continue enforcing the laws across this country. And Democrats, they're going to continue to shield sanctuary cities, not negotiate on common sense reform, and then venture even further to the far left when you see these latest movements. Like, they don't even condemn defund the police. It's complete lawlessness at this point.
So should we be worried about the state of the United States Supreme Court, and in particular John Roberts, who I guess earlier, just in the last week, sided with liberals on the LGBT ruling? Do we have reason for alarm?
This is why it's really important that we reelect President Trump, who is committed to actually having constitutionalist, originalist jurists, judges on the Supreme Court. That is why it's so important. We've known for a very long time now that Chief Justice Roberts, unfortunately, is more interested in a lot of these high-profile cases in his legacy, the way the public views him, than he's interested in upholding what the Constitution says. And if you look at the ruling earlier this week, a lot of conservative experts have pointed out it's a rewriting of the statute. It's completely, regardless of what your feelings are about the issue, you're not supposed to put your feelings about whatever the issue may be. That's not what it's about. It's about what does the law say? What does the Constitution say? And you can't rewrite statutes. So, I mean, we've known this since the Obamacare decision, which clearly also was unconstitutional. We said, you can do whatever you want as long as it's a tax. You can mandate Americans buy something if you call it a tax. It was completely absurd. So we've known this for a while, unfortunately, about Chief Justice Roberts. But that's why it's so important that we reelect President Trump, because there's going to be more vacancies in the Supreme Court in the next few years, the odds are. And President Trump will get the opportunity to, again, he announced he's going to update his list to be even more thorough, to make sure we have people that will actually defend the Constitution. And I think he has done a great job with Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. Again, you're not always going to agree with every decision they make. However, in the long run, you need to have someone who's willing to be not swayed by threats to the court from the far left, not swayed by popular opinion and in the culture. You need people that are committed to the Constitution.
Again, Liz Harrington joining us, Republican National Committee national spokesperson, talking about what went down in the Supreme Court today and has been going down over the course of the last few weeks. I want to ask you on this DACA thing, with less than 5 months to go until a presidential election, the chances of getting anything done between now and an election day, can we safely say it's slim or none?
It's pretty slim. I mean, we do have Senator Tim Scott's legislation that we'll see if the Democrats want to vote down in the Senate on some police reform that a lot of people have praised on both sides of the aisle, the rank and file, not the Democratic leadership. So we could see something on that. I would assume we would. President Trump already led on that issue with the executive order for more transparency and accountability and more resources, more training to incentivize, good policing. So we'll probably see that, but I don't think the Democrats, I mean, they've proven it. And all they do is their power is abuse it. And we saw, what did they do throughout the fall in the early part of this year. They wasted all of our time and hard-earned taxpayer dollars on a complete charade that was based on a leak coordinated by a Democrat operative in the CIA who ran to Adam Schiff's committee. I mean, the impeachment was such a sham. And they could have been holding hearings on the threat to China, which, you know, I would say China, communist China, actual security of Americans, and withholding temporarily aid to Ukraine. I would say maybe that China's the bigger issue there, and they wasted so much of our time. They didn't hold a single hearing in China with Adam Schiff and the Intelligence Committee. So we know what we're going to get from Democrats. It's all politics all the time, and President Trump is always working for the American people. He's solutions-oriented. He's not all talk. He's action. He wants results, and he delivers results, whether the Democrats join him or not. That's why it's so important to win back the House and keep the Senate. We can get real things done for the American people. We can address these problems. We can boom this economy. I mean, we can absolutely get better than where we were before with pro-growth policies. You talk about the courts continuing to nominate good judges through all aspects of the federal judiciary. Those are so important, and we need to retain the Senate. We need to win back the House, and we, of course, obviously need to win back the White House. But I am so confident that we will, because we just see this contract going, playing out with Democrats just aiding and abetting lawlessness on the one hand, but then cracking down on people that just want to go to church or open their hair salon or paddleboard alone on the beach. And then yet they embrace these protests that have been taken over by radical elements and the burning of small businesses and shooting of cops and everything else. Where's their government then? You know, they were there on the empty baseball field arresting, you know, the dad that was just playing t-ball with his daughter. But where are they protecting the small business owners, the people that have been beaten in the streets? I mean, people are seeing the effects of liberalism, of far-left radicalism, playing out before their eyes. And I think it's going to have big consequences for the Democrats come November all across this nation.
We're going to talk about John Bolton. We're going to talk about the big rally Saturday in Tulsa. We'll do that and more coming up. Liz Harrington joining us, Republican National Committee national spokesperson. It's all coming up. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontline to Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers, name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group. When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Psychery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Summer is coming, and so are those high power bills. Astronomical bills, usually due to an inefficient air conditioner. Upgrade to a Hi-Sear air conditioner from Home Air Conditioning. Those old R22 units are not getting any younger, and they're costing you plenty. Cool your home for less. Call Danny at Home Air Conditioning to schedule an appointment at your convenience anywhere in the valley. Home Air Conditioning, 702-878-8367. 702-878-8367. License number 51994.
Would you like an air conditioning technician instead of a salesman?
Afraid you're about to overpay for that air conditioner from that national chain?
Then you need to call Home Air Conditioning for your new, quiet, and energy-efficient air conditioning system. And if you need service and repair, they fix it right the first time. License number 51994. Call Danny for your quote over the phone at 878-8367. That's 878-8367, online at homeairlv.com.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, our brand new home for me, and I'm so excited about it. Liz Harrington joining us, Republican National Committee national spokesperson, and joins us from the swamp. Let me just ask you, this whole John Bolton book thing. The Trump administration is trying to stop the publication of the book next week, but everywhere I go, all I see are clips from the book. First of all, how did these clips come out, and what can we do to stop it?
Well, it's the swamp. It's a leak, right? Which is a lot of liars and leakers. This is the way of the swamp. Remember during the impeachment sham that I referenced during the last segment, remember all these teases and leaks that were coming out? Oh, where did this come from? You know, it was all John Bolton, and it was all misleading. And in fact, after President Trump was acquitted, because he clearly did nothing wrong, Bolton said, well, you know, if I would testify, it wouldn't have changed the outcome. This is all about selling books. And he clearly didn't want to testify. It would have changed nothing. And he just wants to use all these innuendo and smears and falsehoods to sell copies and cash out. That's what people of the swamp do, and it's just a shame. We've seen it so many times because, you know, President Trump wants to give people the benefit of the doubt. This is someone who praised him ad nauseum for months and months lobbying for the position, and he said last night, you know, I thought it, you know, give him a shot, a non-Senate confirmed position, see how it goes. Well, it didn't work out because he doesn't want to abide by the actual person we voted for and the policy positions we voted for, which are represented by President Trump. Nobody ever elected John Bolton. And at the end of the day, all those, you know, hearings and wasting our time and taxpayer dollars and the impeachment sham. What was it all about? It was all a bunch of unelected bureaucrats hired by John Bolton that were upset that the commander-in-chief was not taking their advice. So they went around him and tried to have their own policy. That is not okay, right? No one ever elected them. We elected President Trump. And if they have a problem with that, they should have never served in the first place. Clearly, this is all about his own ambition, his own power, and now trying to salvage his name and monetizing on it. But that's the swamp for you. They lie, they leak, they fail, and yet they still find a way to cash in anyway.
So how did, I'm just curious, how did John Bolton get hired in the first place? If he had problems in the Bush administration, and then he begs for this job in particular, how did he get through vetting? How did we know that this guy was going to turn on this president so quickly?
He's really been a fixture of so many Republican administrations in the past. I'm sure other people were pushing for him as well, but he was the main person lobbying for the position. And President Trump, you know, the media never figured Trump. President Trump likes to give people the benefit of the doubt. He likes hearing voices that they don't always agree. He likes a diversity of opinion. And he thrives off that. That's his MO. But at the end of the day, he's the one that makes the decision. He's the commander in chief. It's his policy that you are serving at the pleasure of, and you are supposed to carry out. And Bolton wasn't willing to do that. Mm. And, you know, Kellyanne Conway was just on, with Brett Baer and was explaining this as well. You know, his tenure, what did he actually accomplish? What did John Bolton actually do? But President Trump has a long list on national security, withdrawn from the Iran deal, killing Qasem Soleimani, al-Baghdadi, so many things, rebuilding our military, really restoring peace through strength while getting out of these endless wars. It's been a great success and a following through on those promises, which was most striking to me when hearing John Bolton's interview. His major complaint, aside from a bunch of these fake stories where everyone that was actually in the room, like Bob Lighthizer, says that was crazy, that never happened. But aside from those ridiculous stories, Bolton's main concern and complaint seems to be that President Trump was concerned about following through on the promises he made to the American people, like getting better trade deals with China.
Hey, Liz.
Imagine that.
Hey, Liz.
You actually represent the people who voted for you.
Hey, Liz, in our final 45 seconds, give us what to expect Saturday night in Tulsa.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. A million tickets requested. There's going to be so many people there. There's already people lining up. We're so excited to get back after the campaign trail. There's a lot of energy behind this president because they really see delivered for the American people. We're so excited to get back out. We couldn't be happier to live in Oklahoma. These are states that have done a tremendous job throughout this pandemic while still letting their citizens enjoy their fundamental freedoms. They've been reopening since April. The media is trying to hype this up as a new hotspot. It's not true. It's going to be safe. It's going to be a blast. It's going to be fun. And I think we're in for a great and fun wild ride the next few months before November.
I can't wait. Liz, always great visiting with you. Glad to have you in our new digs. And thanks so much. Really appreciate it. And talk again soon.
Absolutely. Good to be with you.
Liz Harrington, a Republican National spokesperson for the Republican National Committee. Joining us. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 3:30, as I was checking out the traffic cams, I had to do a double take. It looks more like a parking lot right now on Interstate 15 North at Tropicana. Also, very slow Interstate 15 southbound. That is at Russell. Heavy volumes on the Beltway as well. 215 west at Green Valley, 215 east at Valley Verde. Some of those lane restrictions there causing some of those traffic tie-ups. Overnight road work on Interstate 15 northbound. That is on the 15 between Cactus and Silverado Ranch. And do remember the bridge maintenance. That continues on the 15 both directions. That is between Russell and Flamingo.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The latest proposal in the continued negotiation between Major League Baseball players and owners was proposed by the owners to the players. It includes a 60-game schedule where players would receive full prorated pay. That being said, players are still not especially happy with this deal as they want a longer schedule. We'll see whether or not the players are going to respond with any type of deal themselves. Some of the other items as part of this deal, players would not be able to file a grievance against the owners. There would be the designated hitter in both the American and National League, and they would also play an expanded postseason.
This Sports Flash driven by Jeep brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
Use a spring cleaning? Now's the time to stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for great deals on everything you need to keep your car looking new. Like Mother's California Gold Wash and Wax, just $4.99 for a 64-ounce bottle. That's a $6 savings. Or online at O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Summer's here, and it's time to enjoy the season. That means it's time to feed your yard with Scotts. It's easy to help your lawn stand up to summer's wear and tear, to keep it lush and green and help prevent those brown spots. It's time to get outside and enjoy every day. And Scotts has got you covered, because even though this summer may feel different, the best things never change. So let's get to it. It's time to enjoy your yard. Scotts. It's good out here.
Braxton was diagnosed with choroid plexus carcinoma, a brain tumor. St. Jude is helping us put away our fears. We have an amazing team that fights for the best outcome for Braxton. He has the best chance here. I don't have to worry that how much is that bag of fluid going to cost me? Can I afford it to save my child's life? The donations, they're paying for me to live every day with my son, stress-free, and enjoy every day with him. I wish there was a word bigger than thank you, more close to the heart, because thank you's not enough. They've given me hope. They've given me my son.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, we've got the decision by SCOTUS, the Supreme Court of the United States. The decision on DACA, and the president tweeted out, these horrible and politically charged decisions coming out of the Supreme Court are shotgun blasts into the face of people that are proud to call themselves Republicans or conservatives. We need more justices or we will lose our Second Amendment and everything else. Vote Trump 2020. Anybody object to that? By the way, getting to something that Liz was talking about, I can't wait till Saturday. Gosh, it's going to be good. I am so genuinely excited to be able to hear the president in a rally mode. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing fun. By the way, this hour is brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere. Ichabod's Lounge, one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. I want to get to the audio sound bites. And first of all, the Chuck Schumer, who is the minority leader in the Senate, he's the Democrat, celebrated and gloated a little bit. This is cut one, by the way. And he celebrated the Supreme Court decision preserving DACA. I totally disagree with it. And John Roberts, I don't know what the Chief Justice is thinking. I don't quite know what he's thinking. Let's let you hear what Chuck Schumer said on the floor of the United States Senate earlier this morning.
Madam President, I cried tears of joy a few minutes ago when I heard the decision of the Supreme Court on DACA. These wonderful DACA kids and their families have a huge burden lifted off their shoulders. They don't have to worry about being deported. They can do their jobs. And I do believe this, someday soon, they will be American citizens. I've met so many of these beautiful children and their families. Now many have been grown up. They came to America as little kids, and all they want to be is Americans. They work hard. I met some of them during the COVID crisis in New York, risking their lives to deal with the health care crisis we had. I've seen them enlist in the armed forces and go to college and some of our best colleges and law schools and climb that American ladder that has been around for so many years and some people want to rip away. So this is a wonderful, wonderful day for the DACA kids, for their families, and for the American dream. We've always believed in immigration in America. We've had some dark forces oppose it in recent years. But we believe in it. It's part of our soul. Every one of us cares about immigrants, and so many of us are descendants of immigrants. Wow, what a decision. And let me say this. In these very difficult times, the Supreme Court provided a bright ray of sunshine this week with the decision on Monday preventing discrimination in employment against the LGBTQ community, and now with this DACA decision. To me, frankly, the court's decisions were surprising, but welcome. Wow.
Wow. I guess that's the way Chuck Schumer would describe it. I think Republicans and conservatives who care about our immigration policy. The good thing is not a lot of people are coming across our border right now because of the COVID-19. But I'm going to tell you something. This is scary what the Supreme Court's doing. And in particular, what John Roberts, the Chief Justice, is doing. This is a little bit scary. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll let you hear the other side of the story, that from Chris Wallace from Fox News and Fox News Sunday. He sees it a little differently than Chuck Schumer. We'll get to that and a whole lot more. My name is Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip on AM 670 KMZQ.
Unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
What did I tell you? I told you we'd all get through the darkest hours of the COVID-19 pandemic together. And we did. We survived. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Throughout the governor's stay-at-home orders, Francois and all my friends at Ichabod's Lounge on East Flamingo at Pecos stayed open 24-7 to serve up the same amazing food that Vegas residents have come to expect for the past 30 years. But now, Governor Sisolak says it's okay to get out of the house, to reconnect with old friends, to have fun. best place to do that is at Ichabod's Lounge. They've completed extensive remodeling that will allow you to play on one of 15 machines while adhering to social distancing and mandated cleanliness. So at Ichabod's Lounge, you can still have fun and still stay safe. Ichabod's Lounge is back, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Have fun at Ichabod's Lounge.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you in need of a healthcare program? Well, you're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. And there are no contracts or commitments. Programs start as low as $199 per month, and there's no network. So you can choose your own doctors and hospitals. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry, not insurance. So your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing that you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI for SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Hi, this is Ray DiNardi from Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas. The state of Nevada has deemed auto sales to be an essential business, so our showroom, parts, and service departments are open to meet your needs Monday through Friday. We are taking extraordinary measures to protect you and our employees. However, to make your vehicle buying experience safe and easy, we encourage you to make your purchase on FindleyJoyDrive.com. We even offer home or curbside delivery to minimize personal contact.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Wouldn't that be great? Call the SKC Group. You can do it right now, 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Kevin Wall with you, broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip on AM 670 KMZQ. I want you to hear from Chris Wallace, because I don't always agree with Chris Wallace, but on this particular issue, I think he is spot on. And he put this SCOTUS decision. When I first read it, I haven't read the decision. I read the news reports on it. I was really disturbed. I was angry, and especially at John Roberts, not the Fox News correspondent, but the Chief Justice. It was almost as if he was trying to write law. And this was the DACA decision today. And he put it in perspective. It's cut four, by the way, Jim. This is Chris Wallace putting the SCOTUS decision on DACA in proper perspective. Here it is.
John Roberts has become a very interesting, John Roberts, the White House correspondent for Fox News, is an interesting figure. But Chief Justice John Roberts has become a very interesting figure because, you know, he was sided with the liberal group and gave the 5-4 majority on this ruling. And, of course, he was part of the 6-3 decision last week on the fact that people aren't allowed to fire somebody just because they're gay. So he's become very much sort of taken the Anthony Kennedy role as the swing vote in the court. I think what's so damaging about this decision is that, in effect, what Roberts and the majority said is, you can end DACA, but you did such a lousy job of doing it. You have to present a reason, a legitimate reason. You can't just say, we want to end it because we want to end it. And they were basically saying the Department of Homeland Security and the Trump administration didn't give us a reasonable basis to say they have the right to do it. So that's kind of a shot at the administration saying, gosh, be serious about this.
It's also a punt, right? So you don't come down on the actual issue of DACA. You say that the process of how you put your paperwork in and trying to make your argument were not suffice. One of the people who was part of the argument is no longer there. The former acting secretary of DHS, Nielsen, she's not there. Why not give the administration another go at it?
Well, they can. They can bring the case. They have to make, I mean, that's when they, you said they sent it back to DHS, Department of Homeland Security. They could come now and say, well, okay, here's the reason we want to end it. And remember that when they did the travel ban, they had to go through 2 or 3 iterations to get one that passed muster with the court. The problem is that they've waited so long that by the time, if they were to come up today, it would take past the election for it to go through the judicial process. So unless the president gets a second term, they have blown their opportunity to end the DACA program.
All the more reason to give Donald J. Trump a second term. Undoubtedly there will be another Supreme Court nominee probably in the next term. So somebody, either the Democrats or the Republicans, are going to end up getting an opportunity to name a Supreme Court justice. The question is, you know, is it going to be the Dems? Is it going to be the Republicans? What's it going to be? But that's why this is so vitally important. That this is going to determine immigration law for years to come, and that's why it's so sad what happened today. They could have ruled on the merits, but I think Sandra Smith was right. They essentially punted and said we'll let you send this back to DHS, Department of Homeland Security. That's why Chad Wolf is so important. I wish I had known this yesterday when we interviewed Chad Wolf. That would have been good information to have. Oh, and by the way, just wanted to ask you about the Supremes. They're going to rule against you tomorrow. And what are you going to do about it? Unfortunately, that's not the way it worked. Big show today. We're already off to a great start with Liz Harrington, the RNC national spokesperson. She's been with us. I want to say she's been with us for maybe, I don't know, 2 years, something like that. And we had a chance to visit with her over the course of the last, couple of years. She will join us. Also, coming up just after 4:05, top of the hour, Stavros Anthony will join us. He is a Las Vegas city councilman, and he's also a candidate for county commissioner. He has been selected by Mayor Carolyn Goodman to be the next Mayor Pro Tem. Now that Michelle Fiore is out as Mayor Pro Tem, Stavros Anthony will be voted in most probably around the 1st of July. But it's going to be fascinating to see what happens there. Also, a guy that we haven't talked to in a while. Remember when Danny Tarkanian left, picked up, and left Amy and Danny? They took their kids and they took them out of school here. And yeah, they're living up in Douglas County. He won the District 1 primary, and Douglas County is about as Republican as you get. He is going to win the general election. There's no doubt about that. We'll get a chance to visit with Danny and see what life in Northern Nevada is like. Is it that much different than life here in Southern Nevada? We've been with Danny, he started coming on our show, I want to say, maybe 3.5-4 years ago. And I tell you, the Danny Tarkanian of today is totally different than the Danny Tarkanian of a couple of years ago. He won an election on this past Tuesday, not this past Tuesday, but a week ago Tuesday. And he's articulate. He is smart. He's a small business guy. The guy has really, really blossomed. And maybe there are second beginnings in politics. But he's going to be running in November, I imagine, for the general election. And we'll talk to him about his political future. I wouldn't mind seeing him run against Steve Sisolak. I'm looking. For those of you that don't know, I'm taking volunteers to run against Steve Sisolak. We talked with Victoria Seaman. She says, "Are you trying to get me to run?" No. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Do you or a member of your family suffer from chronic pain? Would you like to make the pain go away? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Then you need to check out the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, nothing worked. Then a friend suggested I contact PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain went away. In fact, I canceled my scheduled surgery. And after a brief hiatus due to the coronavirus, PIPCOA is back accepting appointments. Whether your pain comes from headaches, a disc injury, broken bones, hip or knee injury, neuropathy, even PTSD, regardless of the source of your pain, PIPCOA can make the pain go away. You don't have to live with the chronic pain. Make the pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That number again, 702-546-8767.
In this challenging time, many of us are not paying attention to our health. Now, what we eat plays an important role, but many times the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. My friends at Real Water would like to change how you think about drinking water and why alkaline, and more importantly, negative ions, plays a large role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. Real Water is the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means you get real science in every bottle. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions and balanced pH. It will hydrate you like never before, and it tastes great. It's the only bottled water I drink. Order your Real Water today, and just for my listeners, get free shipping and handling. Call 1-855-REAL-WTR. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR. Or visit my website at kevinwallradio.com. Just click on the Real Water icon on my homepage. Quench your thirst. Hydrate yourself like never before. Call 855-REAL-WTR.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are 5 recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Gosh, I love it. My brand new home, don't forget this hour, brought to you by attorney Craig Mueller of Mueller & Associates. When you need an attorney, you need someone who shares your conservative values. Call Craig Mueller at Mueller & Associates, 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. One of the things we're going to talk about in our next hour, Stavros Anthony. And again, here's a guy that's running for county. You want to talk about somebody who is all over the place. He is running for a county commission seat. He is on the verge of becoming the mayor pro tem, possibly as early as July 1st. And I'm going to tell you, I think I could be wrong on this. I think he is going to be a guy that we're going to be looking at in 4 or 5 years running for governor or some higher office. He's former Metro. He's just a great guy. Has that great Greek heritage. And I'll be honest with you, I love him. He is a straight shooter. In fact, one of the things I'm going to do, I'm going to ask him what he will do differently as mayor pro tem, assuming that he is elected. Now, again, this is a weird thing. He is kind of appointed, but it has to be approved by the city council. And I, you know, there's some weird things going on out there. The Expel Michelle movement that's out there. They're trying to do a recall effort on Michelle Fiore. Some weird, odd stuff that's going on. Nah. Also, a little bit later on, Danny Tarkanian will join us. We got a full show today. Did you notice that? I don't know what our show bookers are doing. They're working overtime, I think. And it only gets better. And we got tomorrow, we got Rika Waller. Yeah. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with us. It is Thursday in Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ.
If your retirement plan is on set it and forget it, it's time you take control. Tune in to Financial Safari with America's Wealth Coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuda. For more than 25 years, Coach Pete has been helping people just like you plan for retirement. Join Coach Pete every week as he discusses topics like why your retirement plan should also be an income plan and how to make sure you're getting the most out of your 401k. Financial Safari with Coach Pete, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 5 p.m., and Tuesdays at 6 p.m., all right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
The Vegas weather is starting to heat up, and Meineke has hot deals for you, like a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection. And remember, Meineke always has free towing to your nearest care center. Visit your local Meineke today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.